to which my spirit says, yes, Lord, I testify. My spirit testifies to what you're saying to me, Father. Yes, I'm your son. I'm led by the Spirit of God. Therefore, I am a child of God. I am a child of God. Deeply loved. And that never changes. Your love never changes. It stays the same, always.
Holy Ghost. us apart so we can be just like you, set apart. You are set apart from sin, and you set us apart from sin. We are holy just like you, completely set apart. As the object and the affection of your undying love that you so beautifully displayed through the death of your only begotten Son on the cross. So that as he died, I died with him. So that as he rose, I rose with him. In his life, in his ascension, I ascended with him, where I'm seated in heavenly places with Christ. God, you are perfect in holiness. Your plan is perfect. You secured us once and for all. And we enjoy eternity. We enjoy our eternal home right now through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Struggling at all tonight in knowing your place in Christ, knowing your place in the Father's arms, then I invite you to ask the Holy Spirit to come close to you. Because they that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Because one day we will fully inherit. We will fully inherit. We will fully inherit our groom, Jesus. One day I will never have to be separated from him again. And I look forward to that day. I deeply look forward to that day. Because there's too many times during the day that I feel separated from him. I don't feel him close enough. But there's coming a day when I will never be separated from him. And every tear will be wiped away from my eye. And I'll get to finally pour out my love on him in a way that he's worthy of receiving. No restrictions, no expectations, no obligations. Just me and him. Tonight, I ask you to position yourself in this way. It's you worshiping Jesus. It's you worshiping the Father.
Comfort our hearts, we need your love and affection. Show us in Christ our never-ending position. Loved as children, loved as a bride. Adorning herself for the one that she loves, who's been made for her. We bow down our earthly expectations, and we yield to the Father's intentions. You are loved, so deeply loved, in no other way that this earth can love. You are hailed in the Father's arms, and no one can take you from Him because of His Son.
You've got to believe this. You have to believe this. It's in this place that you will have eternal hope. That will take you into tomorrow with joy in your heart. And that joy will be your strength. And you will run into the Father's arms and find acceptance there. Oh, we love you, Jesus.
Your holy calling, send me apart. to the parting sand. You know, I'm just overcome by God's goodness right now. He is the most faithful person I know. He makes everything new. He's perfect in everything he does. His timing is perfect. His ways are perfect. His outpourings are perfect. And they accomplish beautiful works inside of us. Undoubtedly, beautiful works inside of us. You know, we've all been in places where we felt cracked and busted, worthless, not able to hold our own weight, let alone what he pours into us. Yet, in his goodness and his mercy, he keeps drawing us into his presence where we can see who we really are. And it's in that place where we worship him in spirit and truth. And we lose track of who we once were. And we see who we really are. And we see who we really are because of his love for us. So it's in that place where I'm so thankful for all that he's doing, all that he's done, and all that he's going to do. So we're going to sing that chorus one more time. Take me, mold me, use me, fill me. Struggling in any way to give your life over to the Lord for him to fill you. And as you sing this song, let it be a prayer that he will fulfill. Holy presence. glory fills the highest place. What can separate me now? You go before me. You shield my way. Your hand.
That it is done. Ooh, you said that it is done.
His throne. God alone. Beside You. All to echo, holy are You, Lord. heart can't help but sing with all. would be to you the only wise king. Sing holy, 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 holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. All creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. I will adore you. Filled with wonder. Filled with wonder. Such a marvelous mystery. Oh, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Oh, with all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, will adore you. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore. As the author of my life, I'll adore you. I'll adore you. I'll adore you. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. I will adore. creation, I'll adore you.
All the creation, I'll adore you.
'Cause you're worthy, I will adore you.
To the next song, just wanted to share a little. Oh, there it is. Thank you, Andrew. There were so many testimonies on Sunday from the Green Light Missions Outreach that there were some testimonies that we missed from First Friday. So I thought we would give some overflow of those, and then we could go right back into worship and whatever else the Lord has next. And I was going to snag Carly, but she just ran out of here, which is fine. Not ran, but it was such an awesome night, and it was one of those times where it was just perfect, in the right setting, the right temperature, the right amount of people for what was set up there, and there just seemed to be something special that night. And Tom even held a spot open so that I could get the van all the way in to where we needed to set up. And one of the interesting things that some of you know and some of you don't, that there's also a Muslim outreach booth down there. So that was two booths next to us, which was kind of interesting. But one of the things that I noticed, that there's other people down there that are sharing the gospel and they're reaching out with love of the Lord. And I've met a couple of them, and sometimes they have booths, sometimes they don't. But one of the things I noticed that night was, as while we were drawing prophetic pictures, is that these different believers that didn't have a booth, they were engaging the Muslims. Almost like a Holy Spirit distraction. So they wouldn't have time to talk to anybody else. But they were talking to these believers, and it just kept going in this cycle. I'm like, oh, they're talking. I know that they know the Lord. They're talking. I know that they know the Lord. It's actually like a reverse. It's like the Lord's going to get them. But there was just such a sweet anointing that night released through the presence of the Lord. And there was just, I knew that there was something synergistic going on in the spirit with the kids releasing. And we just got into some really, really clear words with people, to where the Lord was just bringing them home to, like, I'm drawing you home. Sometimes even to the point where there was one young lady who I sat down, I was connecting with, and the Lord took it to the place where I'm literally reading Hebrews 12 to her about the Lord disciplines those he loves, and just dialing in this word that she was just like, this is like, what? But it was just the sweet love of the Lord coming in to convince her heart that he loved her. There was a young man, he was 18, he was down, he was visiting. And this blew my box because he said he's doesn't really, he's I'm kind of agnostic, and I'm kind of in a process now that I'm done with high school to like maybe start reading the holy books. And he's like, when I'm on my lunch break, I'll go out and I'll read a couple verses from the Bible and just think about them. I'm like, what? He's not saved. I'm like, well, why are you doing that? And he's like, oh, I just feel that the Bible is a pretty good book, and it's got some good moral things on the inside of it. It's got some wisdom that we can use and help us. And I'm like, oh, Holy Spirit, you are setting this kid up for breakthrough. And just got to talk to him more, you know, shared my testimony with him. And then I shared with him, I was like, this is my life verse, something that it means so much to me. And it's Psalm 131, one of the shortest psalms, if not the shortest. I just began to share that with him. And as I'm reading it out in the Passion Translation, he got done, he was receiving it, and he looks at me and he's like, I'm getting that verse tattooed on me. I'm like, I'm like, okay. And I was like, why? And he's like, when you were reading that, I just sensed and felt like this presence. I just knew that something about this was right. It just connected with something like my father had said to him and something else. And I'm like, well, I don't think, you know, maybe you can do a tattoo or not, but like there's something more tangible here that the Lord wants to release and break through. But it was just so awesome to see the Lord just begin to speak directly to his heart. And then I'm going to ask Carla to come up, because there were two ladies that were just kind of walking past. They weren't even in the main avenue of the road. They were off on the sidewalk behind the tents. And it just looked like they were on a mission to go somewhere. And Carly just kind of stopped them. Hey, you guys want your pictures drawn? And she'll share more. It's so good.
So, yeah, it was really an amazing opportunity to go down to First Friday without my kids. As much as I love them, some things are just easier to actually sit down and talk to people. And so it was fun because Andy and I were sitting next to each other, and it was like boom, 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 three groups of two people in a row that we got really deep with. And they were really touched by the pictures, but the Lord took it to a much deeper place, and we shared the gospel with all of them. And as Andy shared, the one girl that he was talking to, I was talking to another girl at the same time, and I mean, they were both just like, wow, this is, wow, yeah, that's really on, yeah, that's right. And then I could see, like, as I finished up with the one that I was talking to, watching the reaction of the one that Andy was sharing Hebrews 12 with, she's just like, yeah, that's, I hear you. I got you. Like, it was a word, but he was sharing about God's loving correction, and you could just see it going deep into her heart. So both of those, you know, as we asked them, they weren't really in a place where they're like, yeah, we want to just pray right now to give our lives to Jesus. But then these other two ladies that came over, just as we shared with them, again, the pictures that the Lord gave us really, really spoke to their hearts. And they both, it's like, oh yeah, we've gone to church before. Oh no, I don't really do that anymore. And so as we talked to them about, oh, I should go to church again. Oh, that was the one lady. I should go to church again, because that's when I'm like the best version of me, is when I'm going to church. And I just said, that's great. Like, if you feel like that's what you're supposed to do, but Jesus really just wants a relationship with you. And like, that's where it all starts. And finding a community of believers that can encourage you and strengthening that and strengthen you in that is amazing, and I definitely encourage that. But it really, the Lord wants to start with a relationship with him. Have you ever prayed to really give your lives to Jesus? And we talked about what it means to be make him the Lord of our lives. And I think one of them said, like, oh yeah, I did that as a kid. And the other one was like, no, I don't know if I ever really did that. And so we just said, would you want to do that right now? Like, would you want to pray with us? And in this moment, and they both just like nodded their heads, and they're like, yeah, let's do it. we'd be all right with that. And I'm like, okay. And so I just grabbed both their hands, and Andy sat there and agreed. And they both prayed out to receive the Lord, which is so amazing, because on my way down to First Friday, I'm always like, Lord, I want to see salvations. And, we always seem to. But I was really like, okay, God, like, I really want to pray with somebody to give their lives to Jesus tonight before I leave. And this was like getting on. It was like, I know that these are the last people that I'm going to be talking to, because then I have to get back to my kids. So just the fact that the Lord honored that prayer and brought those women into the kingdom was so, so amazing. Thank you, Jesus.
So for all of you who don't typically go to First Friday, or have, you know, found it difficult to be at First Friday or whatever, I just want to say that at the Greenlight Mission outreach we just had this weekend, we had different booths set up, activities for the kids to come at Skyline, and we also had a prophetic table booth, and a lot of the kids would prefer to be at the games booth or the, you know, balloon booth or whatever, but it was at the and some of them have a heart for the prophetic table and have done that well. But at the end of the, it was getting towards the end of the outreach, and I went over and told kids, you know, it's time to go back to one of the booths, and which one haven't you done yet? And so my youngest, Elijah, was like, well, I haven't done balloons or the prophetic table. And I said, okay, well, you need to go to one of those. And so he ended up going to the prophetic table and had an amazing word for a kid that he shared on Sunday. I don't know if you caught it. But so we were talking about it afterwards, and he was so excited. Amanda was excited. They were sharing with me, and Elijah looked at me, and I said, isn't it so amazing that... Oh, he looked at me and he said, I've never done it like that before. Because he had a prophetic word for that kid. And I said, isn't it amazing that, you know, the God of heaven speaks to you and you can speak it to somebody else? And isn't that so cool? And he just looked up at me with these big eyes and he goes, yeah, I'm so glad I didn't choose balloons. So let that encourage you. And next, you know, Friday, First Friday, September, whatever, the Lord can use you. And so... I just wanted to take us into communion as we're sharing here. And usually as I share for communion and as we partake in it together, I like to focus on everything that the Lord did for us on the cross and opened the way. And we even sang the song about he tore the veil and he made the way for us to come to him, and which is amazing. That's why we celebrate communion. That's what it's there for, to reaffirm our covenant, you know, relationship with him, and to celebrate him for everything that he won for us. But tonight I also was just thinking about, not only did he restore our relationship with him, but he restored our relationship with one another, that he put us into the ability to live in unity with each other and as the body of Christ, and how amazing that is. And sometimes we don't stop to think about it. And, you know, especially people like me that have grown up in the church, we don't always think about how amazing it is. But he, when he died for us, when he rose again, not only did he open that way for us to have intimate relationship with him, but also opening it up for us to be unified with each other in a way that's beautiful and amazing, and a way we can help hold each other up. And I just wanted to read right here. So it's 1 Corinthians 12. It's talking about many things. It says in verse 12, it says, for just as the body is one and yet has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, we are all made to drink of one Spirit. For the body is not one part, but many. And then Galatians 3, 26 and 27 says, "For you are all sons and daughters of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." And I'm just thankful tonight that we are all clothed. We can, because of what he did and bought for us on the cross, that we're all clothed with him. We're baptized into Christ. We're clothed with Christ. That's how we can relate to each other, identify with each other, and be in unity with one another. And I guess I'm just thankful tonight. And Father, I just want to lift up my cry of thankfulness to you, Father, that, Lord, you love me enough, Lord, to die for me, Father, to bring me into your family, Lord God. Father, and it's not only just a family with me and with you, Lord God, but you've brought me into a family, the body of Christ. Father, you've made it possible, Lord God, where all barriers are broken down, Father, where there's no male or female, Lord God, slave or free person, Father, nationality, Jew or Greek, Lord, you've made us all one in you, Father. We're all sons and daughters of the Most High God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We just stand here, Father, in that position, Lord God, as your sons, as your daughters, Father. And we just say, God, you're beautiful, Lord. You are beautiful. Lord, your plan is beautiful, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And as we take the elements, which I don't have, thank you so much, the body of Christ working together. Thank you, God. Lord, that we are just reminded, Father, of your beautiful plan, Father, your beautiful intention, Lord. Father, to bring unity where there's disunity, Lord God, to bring together, Father, when there was separation, Lord, when the enemy tried to separate people, Father, and to separate us from you, Lord, separate us from each other, Lord. You paid the price, Father, to bring us back into relationship, to bring us back into unity, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just sanctify this body and blood, Father, and we take it, Lord, in remembrance of you. Thank you, Lord. Back into worship. We're worshiping the beautiful one, the one with the beautiful plan. Yes, Lord. Part of the body of Christ here. If you have anything you'd like me to agree with you in prayer for, feel free to come up during worship. I'd be happy to pray for you. Thank you.
voices rise. Oh, creation cries, singing out an endless alleluia. From this moment on, join with heaven's song, singing out an endless alleluia. Let our voices rise. Oh,
holy, holy, holy.
to know how to give myself to you. Have more of me. Have more of me. I want to know how to give myself to you. I want to know how to give myself to you. 'Cause your love is amazing. Your grace is unchanging. And I am willing to give all I am to you. Your love is amazing. Your to you.
As we're just worshiping him for his amazing love and his grace that's unchanging, I just think we should all speak it out to him, just all of us, you know, where you are, just open your mouth and just worship the Lord and say yes, everything that he's been speaking to your heart during the song, we say yes and amen to that. We give ourselves to him, but also look, take a minute to look at him and see how good he is and how amazing he is, and just let him fill your mouth with words to speak out to him. So Father, we just thank you, Lord God. Father, we thank you right now, Father. Lord, you are amazing, Father. Lord, there's no one on this earth like you. Lord, there's no one, Father God, that we can turn to that's like you. Father, you are the one, Lord God. Father, you are the one. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Father. We worship you. Thank you, O God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for today, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for yesterday. Father, we thank you, Lord, for tomorrow, Father, and all the tomorrows after that, Father, we thank you, God, Lord, that you are the one, Father, who is in control, Lord. Father, we just lay ourselves down, Father, right now, because you are the one, Lord God, who is worthy, Father. You are the one who is holy, Lord. Father, you are the one, Father, who is a strong, mighty warrior, Lord. You rule and you reign, Father God. Dios. Goodness to pour out. A lot of goodness. So everybody raise your hands up. Yes, Lord, I receive your goodness. Yes, Lord, you are good every way and all the time. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Well, it was a privilege to worship with you tonight. It's a privilege to be in the body of Christ with you. I love you all. Be blessed this week. We have other stuff happening this week, I'm sure. Like tomorrow is lunch hour prayer for against human trafficking. It's at noon. You can jump in here or on Zoom. Friday is healing rooms, right? If you need healing or know someone, spread the word. And see you on Sunday.